Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebad in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebad, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen.
Daf Kof Vav. Today's daf has been dedicated to Alun Ishmat Acham Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam and Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Begin Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by Dr. Isaac Meddeb and his wife Lily, in memory of Moshe ben Rachel Mann. Ruach Hashem Tanichenu Begin Eden. Amen. We are on Daf Kovav, and we begin at the Tarot of Banan. It's 8 lines down. Tarot of Banan, we have a Braita. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Nekadesho. Pasuk says that you have to remember the Shabbat, the Kadesho, in order to sanctify it. So the Gemara says, Zochrehu alayayin. When it says Zachor, etyom Shabbat Kadesho, what does that mean? So this is referring to the obligation to make Kiddush, the Kadesho. And it's referring to the obligation to make the Kiddush on Yayin. Now where did they get this inyan from the Pasuk, that when it says Zachor, that they want you to do it on a cup of wine, the Kiddush? So the Tosfot says, the Zechira Ketiv ala Yayin. Because we have Pesukim that put the word Zechira next to Yayin. Zechro Keyen Lebanon. On Nazkira Dodecha Miyayin. So therefore, since we have Pesukim that juxtapose Zechira and Yayin, and the Torah says Zachor et Yom Shabbat Lekadesho, you have to remember it and make a Kiddush Lekadesho. So therefore, the Hakamim understood that the truth is that's a machloket in itself. While the Kiddush is the Oraita, that you have to sanctify it verbally. But the question is it the Oraita that you have to do it on a Kos Yayin or not? That's subject to a machloket Rishonim. Tosfot over here, Zuchreu ala Yayin, goes back and forth, analyzing is the Kos Yayin a Beracha or not. If you look at the Tosfot, V'hai Zechira, Ainu Kiddush, this Zechira over here is referring to the Kiddush. V'vaychulu lo matzinu ala Kos, Ela betefila. The V'vaychulu that we say, V'vaychulu Hashemayim V'arz V'chol Seva'am, that is a special prayer, which is actually Pesukim, talking about the Shabbat. We say it in the Tefillah, Kedamar b'Shabbat, Velo netkan ala kos, Ela leotzi banav ubne meto. Which means, in the Tefillah we say Vaychulu once, and then we go home and we say the Vaychulu again, the Tosfot says, because already by saying the Vaychulu in the Amidah, he fulfilled his obligation of Zuchrehu, which means Kiddush, meaning he said the Shabbat. I mean, according to the Halakha, there's no official, according to the origin of the law, it's enough if a person just says, according to the Kiva Ege, Shabbat Taba, and already he fulfills his obligation of Kiddush, Minat Torah. So he says, we say the Vaychulu in the Amidah, and then they would say Vaychulu again when they got home in order to fulfill the obligation of their families. And we say Vaychulu a third time after the Amidah. So we know the Amidah, that would be, let's say, the Kiddush Deoraita. Let's say we say it at home again to fulfill the obligation of the family. But what's the reason why we say it after the Amidah? On Leil Shabbat we say Vaychulu. So he says, Hainu Mishum Yom Tov Shechal Yot B'Shabbat. Because in a case where Yom Tov falls out on Shabbat, so we have a special Amidah of Yom Tov. There we don't mention Vaykhulu. So in order to mention Vaykhulu in that situation, they put Vaykhulu on every Leil Shabbat in order not to mehalek between Leil Shabbat Yom Tov to the regular Shabbatot of the year. Read that in the Tosafot. שמתפללים אתה בחרתנו ואין אומר ויכולו בתפילה ותקנו נמל לומר בכל שבתות שלא לחלק בין שבת לשבת. So that's basically what Tosfos was telling you. There's three times ויכולו. עמידה, after עמידה, and when one comes home in order to fulfill the obligation for his family. Now, on this subject, the Tosfot now discusses, is the Kiddush al Yayin de'oraita or not? Or is it de'oraita, correct, that you don't need a course and the rabbis put it on Yayin? So Tosfot goes back and forth and he brings both opinions. There is an opinion of the Ra'avan that actually holds Kiddush al Yayin is indeed a de'oraita. Tosfot himself also holds that the kiddush ala kos is the oraita. However, you're not hayav to drink the yayin with the oraita. Hayav is just to hold the kos while you make the kiddush. Those are the different shitot. In any event, the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Zachor et yom shabbat lekadesho, zochrehu ala yayin. En li ela bayom. I only know the obligation to do the kiddush in the day. Why? Because it says zachor et yom. So yom, I would tell you, that's the day. But laila minayin. How do you know you have an obligation to make kiddush at night? Talmud lomar zachor et yom shabbat lekadesho. So the Gemara quotes the same pasuk. Talmud lomar zachor et yom shabbat lekadesho. Now, where they're getting it from here? So seemingly they're being doresh the word lekadesho. Lekadesho would imply that what? That you have to mekadesh it. Now when is the logical time you would have to mekadesh it? When it comes in. So therefore lekadesho would tell me at the inception, right on the Shabbat itself. So the Gemara asks on this question, on this statement, balayla minayin? What the Gemara is asking, how do you know balayla? Adrabah. Ikar kiddusha balaylahu kaddish. What do you mean? That's if there's any pashut time that you have to make kiddush, the layla is pashut. Why? Dechi kaddish tehilat yoma. Because when the sanctity of the day enters, ba'ele kaddusha, obviously you have to make a kiddush. Vitu, and furthermore, balayla minayin. You ask the question, how do you know balayla? So you answer Talmud Lomar, Zachor et yom. So you quote the same pasuk. Tana mehedar alayla. The Tana is looking for a source for layla. The kanasiv lekra di mama. And you bring the pasuk for the day. Zakor et yom and Shabbat. So therefore the Gemara is basically asking, this text that we have in the Braita doesn't make too much sense. Because it's assuming that yom is for granted that you make kiddush. And layla is like the hiddush. And that shouldn't be so. If anything, yom is the hiddush and layla is the obvious. And second, what's the source that you're bringing for layla? Zakor et yom and Shabbat. That's the yom pasuk. So the Gemara says, haki kamar. Right. This is the way you have to read the braita. Zakor et yom and Shabbat lekadesho, zochrehu alayayin bechnisato. So really, doresh the word lekadesho, like we said. Lekadesho, that's on the entry. You have to say the kiddush on the night. In the ela balayla, that only teaches me layla. Bayom minayin? How do I know the day? Tavud lomar zachor et yom haShabbat. So the rest from the word yom. So therefore, it comes out that the Gemara is doreshing this braita that is a kiddush both at night and there's a kiddush as well in the day. Now the Rashbam just points out that the Gemara uses a lashon hakika amar to adjust the braita, but it does not use the word, a style called hasure mehsera. A hasure mehsera exactly is when the braita is missing words, and then you go and add words. Here we didn't add any words. The same exact word, we just shuffled it. We just put the Laila first, and then we put the question of Yom. So therefore, the style of a Hasurei Mechsera would not work over here. Now, comes the Gemara and says, Bayom, my Mevarech. Well, what's the Kiddush of the Yom? What is the Beracha? What is the Beracha that a person makes? How does one make Kiddush in the day? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar of Yehuda, Bore Priya Gefen. That's all you have to do. You just take a course of Yayin, you say Bore Priya Gefen, and no more, no other text. You fulfill your obligation. So Gemara tells a story. Rav Asher Iklal Mechoza. Rav Asher found himself in the city of Mechoza on Shabbat. Amru there, so they told him, Likdish Lan Mor Kiddusha Rabbah. They told him, do us a favor, Rabbi, make Kiddusha Rabbah for us. Now, he never heard that terminology, Kiddusha Rabbah. So he wasn't sure exactly what they were telling him to do. Havu le. So they gave him the kos. Savar, mai nihu kedusha rabbah. He said, what is this kedusha rabbah that they asked me to make? Amar, he said, mechdi. Kol haberachot kulan, bore priya gefen, amre beresha. Listen, in the beginning of all the kiddush, you know you have to say gefen. So Amar Bore Priya Gefen. So he said, Bore Priya Gefen, ve'agid be, and he stretched it. Bore Priya Gefen, and he's waiting to see what the people are going to do. Meaning, if somebody's going to start to drink, you know, that's it. He's fulfilled the obligation of the kiddush. If they're just standing there, nobody's drinking, so then he knows that there's something else he has to say.
More to come.
And we would have figured out. We'll figure out what he was going to do. Well, as he stretched the beracha with the priya gefen, Hazia he saw Le'ahu Saba, this older man, Degahin Veshate. He leaned over and he drank. So already he knew that there must be the kiddush is over. Kare anafshe. So he called on himself, meaning the Vashe said about himself, He Hakam Einav Berosho. Hakam Einav Berosho is able to anticipate the what's coming. With that scheme that he did, he was able to predict something he didn't know by using his, chokmah. That he stretched it and he was able to know that that's what Kiddusha Rabbah is. Now, a few questions over here. Number one, why do they call this Kiddush if it's only one berakah, Bore Priya Gefen? Why do they call it Kiddusha Rabbah, which literally means the great Kiddush? So, according to the Rishonim, some say it's Lashon Sagi Nahor. We just like to call a blind man Sagi Nahor, which means a lot of light. So since this is a very small Kiddush, so instead of saying Kiddusha Katan, they say Kiddusha Rabbah. They say it in the euphemism the other way, in order to not say Kiddusha Katan. Others say that since the Kiddush on Shabbat is Bore Priya Gefen, and we know Bore Priya Gefen, this beracha, has its place in all our rituals, and it's always the first beracha. Whether it's in the kiddush, whether it's in the havdalah, whether it's at a milah, whether it's at a hatunah. So therefore, since Bore Priya Gefen is Rosh V'Rishona Lechol HaBerachot, at all our ceremonies, so therefore the kiddush, they refer to it as Kiddusha Rabbah, meaning the kiddusha of the great beracha, which is what? Bore Priya Gefen. So let's say, that's another reason. The Rashbam, he has a different reason. He says, Kiddusha Rabbah, could get it inside. Bore Periya Gefen. Bekalle Kiddusha Rabbah, De'akulihu Kiddushe Ka'amrile. Since at all types of Kiddush, Bore Periya Gefen is said, so therefore they call the Lashon of Bore Periya Gefen Kiddusha Rabbah. In the Berachah, it's said at all situations of Kiddush. Now, that settles the Kiddusha Rabbah situation. Now we have to settle another question in this Gemara. Rav Asher obviously didn't know what the minhag was. Now, he figured it out by the fellow drinking. But the question is, that fellow who drank, how did he drink before Rav Asher? The halakha says, and we know the Masechet Berachot, that the one who's listening should not drink before the one that's making the berakha. You have to wait till the Vashir sips, and then you're able to drink. So actually, that's the Tosafot's question. Tosafot here, Hava gachin v'shateh v'im tomar, debeperik shelosha she'aklu amninan, en ha-mesubin rasha'im lit'om, ad she'it'om ha-mevarech. So, really there's a few answers that the Tosafot offers to this question. One answer he wants to say is that there's a chiluk between birkat ha-motzi, when a person is making motzi lechem and ha'aretz, that you cannot be motzi, a person when you're making birkat ha-motzi, unless the mevarech himself eats from it. Because birkat ha-motzi is considered birkat ha-nehenin. That's a beracha where I can't just make a motzi lechem and give it to somebody else to eat. If I want to be motzi somebody with the beracha of a motzi, I myself have to eat. So in that case, since I have to eat to be motzi you, there you have to wait for the mevarech to eat. However, when it comes to kiddush, kiddush we consider berkat mitzvot, and since it's berkat mitzvot, I could make borei pri ha-gefen and give it to, let's say, somebody else. So long as somebody else drinks it, let's say, it's okay. So since I don't have to drink it per se, because it's berkat mitzvot, so in this case, over, there's no problem if somebody else would drink before the mikdash. That's one answer of the tzafot. Another answer of the Tosafot, he says, is that there's no chiluk between kiddush and hamotzi. They're all the same, which means they're working with the same principle that the mevarech would have to drink or eat first before anybody else. So what's the chiluk? So the she'ela is if everybody has a kos in front of them, which means if everybody around the table is holding their own personal kos, then everybody, they don't have to wait. So in this case over here, well, that would be by the lechem. If everybody has a lechem in front of them, so they can eat their lechem before the mevarech. In this case, that answers what the old man did. He was holding a kos in front of him, so therefore he was allowed to drink from before. Now, there's a... And the logic is when you're holding your kos in front of you, we look at it as if, the Rosh says this, that each one's making a special berakha on his own kos. Even though he's not saying it, but when you're holding your kos and listening to the mevarech, it's as if you're making it on your personal kos. If I don't want to have to wait for the mevarech, I can make it myself. Now, the Me'iri gives a different answer to this. The Me'iri says that when it says you have to wait for the mevarech, that's an anyan of kavod. But for a zaken, like in this case, that's why the Gemara goes out of its way to say, Ha'usava, the old man went. So for an old man, we give him the kavod. He can drink first. I mean, it's more of a formality. Not nice to drink before the mevarech. Yeah, but that's kavod. But you have to give kavod to the zaken. So therefore, he was able to drink first. Tosfot Berachot has the realistic answer in this story over here. And he says like this. That old man did not have kavanah to drink at all. And maybe he didn't drink. But he saw that Rav Asher didn't know what the kiddush was consisting of. So after he said borei pri ha-gefen, he lifted up the cup as if to tell him, drink. So it was gahin. That's why the Gemara says gahin. What do you mean he bent? We have to say he bent for. He just bent as if to get the cup to show that now's the time. He was giving a tip to Rav Asher to know exactly what to do. Now, you learn from this Gemara as well that the Mekadesh, or the people listening, do not have to drink from the kos of Kiddush. This Zaken over here, according to the Prince, that said he drank from his own kos. He did not drink from the kos of the Mekadesh, which is only the Mekadesh has to drink, and everybody else can drink from their own kos. Now, the Rosh rejects that proof, because the Rosh says, no, it could be that the Zaken, when it says Gahin, he bent over so Rav Asher could pour some of the wine of the kos into his cup. And so there's two ways of learning that. What did he bend over for? So Tosafot says, well, he's drinking. So you see, you don't have to drink from the kos. And he says, oh, Adrabai, he was bending over to get some wine of the kos itself.
That'll be a great kippur.
Now, the Tosafot does point out that if the listener has a kosher in front of him and it is pagum for some reason, then certainly he has to get some wine from the Mekadesh. Because we know, what's a kos that's pagum? That means that's a you drank from it. Once you drink from a kos once, okay, that kos becomes pagum until you fix it. One, there's two ways you can fix a kos that's pagum. Either you could take the wine that's in the cup, pour it back into the bottle, and then pour again, or pour wine from the bottle into the kos. Right. Either way you can fix it. So therefore, if the kos is pagum, Tosfot says, then you actually have to have the Mekadesh pour some wine in there to unplug in. Now, even though it's not an obligation to drink the wine at all, it's Hibub Mitzvah to drink the wine of the Kiddush, besides the Mekadesh, but even for the Hibub Mitzvah, as we learned in yesterday's daf, we mentioned this, that you shouldn't have it pagum. So the Chetayla, even the drinkers around the table, should try to make their Kostah pagum. That's the opinion of the Tosafot. It should be pointed out that the Me'iri holds that the din of pagum is only said by the Mevarech and not by the people that are around the table. Huh? No. The beracha was made on the kosheno pagum. Somebody's going to have to drink it eventually. Yeah. The second course, they add.
No, they give it to the chatan.
They give it to the chatan, he drinks.
And then he gives it to the kalah.
Yeah, that's the main thing is the beracha. At the time of the beracha, the hacham drinks a little of it. He made the beracha kosheno pagum. And the cup itself, the Shari Siyun said yesterday, we learned that the cup itself that you drink from, that's not a din in pagum. For example, the Shari Siyun said on Friday night, when the Mekadesh makes kiddush, that he gives it out to everybody to drink. Ah, it's pagum. He says, no, from the cup itself, in the cup itself, you don't get the din of pagum. That's only on different cards, if you remember we said that. Now, the next question is, the next question that we have to ask is, what was Rav Asher expecting to do if he didn't drink? Which means, if let's say there was more to this kiddush, so he was waiting to see. Now, obviously, the Chidah says that Rav Asher did not have a custom to do more than what a Pidah Gifin.
What would he have said?
Now, what? If let's say they would have told him, hey, continue. So what? Now he's going to make a Beracha, let's say, of Kiddush, let's say we make on the Shabbat. But obviously for him it's a Beracha Lebatala. He's not no hek to make this Beracha. So the Chidah proves from here that you see that a Shaliyah Sibur that's praying in a Kahal, and the Kahal has a certain Minhag to pray certain berakah. He gives the example to say the berakah halal on Rosh Chodesh, for example. But the Hazan is like not that. For you see from here what? That when you went to Sibur, you follow the Hagan of Sibur. Because Rav Asher would have continued to make the berakah. So that's a deen that the Haidah brings out. Now, you could say no. That if there was another berakah to be made, could be Rav Asher would have gave the course to somebody else to have him make the berakah. I mean, he could make the gift and somebody else could make the second berakah. So it's really, you know, question what Rav Asher would have done. Now, correct. Okay, so comes the Gemara and continues. Now, we should point out a very interesting machloket. Regarding this din of kiddush, from our Gemara it's mashma that the kiddush obviously is on Leil Shabbat. That's the longer kiddush, and then you have kiddush bayom, and that's the Borei Pirei Gefen. Now, what is kiddush bayom? There's two seudot bayom. You have seudat shachrit and then seudat shlishit. So when the Gemara says kiddush bayom, what is exactly the Gemara referring to? So here again we have a great machloket amongst the Rishonim. It is the opinion of the Rambam. Rambam says that you also have to have a kos yayin in Seudah Shlishit as well. Now, the Mefarshim all try to understand, you know, where does Rambam get it? It just says Kiddush Bayom, the Chaurah, that would be the morning Seudah. So he says, as the Beit Yosef says, שאינו צריך לקדש אלא קודם סעודה ראשונה ושנייה, אבל קודם סעודה שלישית אינו צריך לקדש. ומה שכתב הרמב״ם, שצריך לקבוע סעודתו על היין, היינו שישתה יין בתוך סעודה שלישית. That's done. Meaning, in you have to drink wine during סעודה שלישית, but not מדין קידוש. ומכל מקום המקדש לא הפסיד. שאין איסור בדבר. That the Beit Yosef says, but big deal, what's it cost you? Because any way you're making, but a Priya Gefen. And that's why some do have the minhag till today, during Seudah Shlishit, to fulfill this Rambam, they do drink wine and they make what a Priya Gefen. Now, so that's that deen as well. Now, the next deen that has to be analyzed is, how do we consider the kiddush of the yom? Do we consider it a birkat hanehenin, or do you consider it a birkat hamitzvah, nafkamina? If, let's say, a person made kiddush already for himself, okay, and now somebody comes in and he didn't make kiddush, and he says, "Could you make kiddush for me?" So the question is this fellow allowed to say bure priya gefen again? Not drink from the wine and give it to somebody else to drink. If you hold it's birkat mitzvah, so that would be the deen. That you could just say gefen and have somebody else drink. But if you look at the kiddush of the day as more of a birkat ne'enin, then already you'd have to drink it yourself. La'alacha, we're posek, that's considered birkat mitzvah as well. And therefore, technically, a person, if he made kiddush, he's able to just say gefen and hand it over the cup, as long as, of course, somebody would drink. Okay. Last but not least, just on this point, of course, there's many things to say. The minhag, the Mishtavura says, is before the kiddush of the yom, they just say a pasuk. Al ken berach Hashem et yom haShabbat v'kadeshehu. Just to show that it's Shabbat. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Shelo tovim osim." That's not a good minhag. Why? Because it says, "Kol pasuk shelo paska Moshe, anan lo paskinan." Oh. If you know that, that is not the complete pasuk. That we're cutting the pasuk in half. The pasuk Aken Berach Hashem Etumah VeKadoshu VaYanach VaYom Hashiviyai, etc. So therefore, since we're cutting a pasuk, Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do it. The Maram Shik, however, writes that the only time you have a problem is when you're quoting a pasuk, for example, and you're in a dirasha, and you're being doresh the pasuk, and you say half the pasuk. Now, sheken here is just information. You're giving it to the people, rabotai, this is kiddushah shel Shabbat. So you're borrowing a lashon from the pasuk. So he says it's not a, it's not an issue. Okay. All right. So now we can go. We can go further. Again, it should be pointed out there is a machloket nishunim as well, if it's permissible to eat before the kiddush of the yom. Gabe the kiddush of the laila, it's clearly we learned that you should not eat, not allowed. But the gabe kiddush ayom, there's a machloket.
Before the tefillah, you can have a drink.
Correct. He said to Rambam and the Avad. He said the Rambam's opinion is asul lishtot. Meaning it's forbidden, that's right, to drink at least before. Vedata ra'avad, shekevad et kadesh yom bechnisato, ve'en nekidush yom dine kiddush ve'rashay le'echol. So it's not like a Rambam and ra'avad. It's already Shabbat already. Yeah. Going in, you didn't make the kiddush yet. Oh, so that v'sur v'achilatu, you make the kiddush. Already, once you make the kiddush on the Shabbat, there's no issue.
Wonder, would that go hand in hand with
yes.
Hand
in the hand yes. That's the way they want to tell you the machloket. Okay, we go further. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amre b'nei Rabbi Hiya. The sons of Rabbi Hiya said, whoever did not make the Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat, Mavdil veholech Bechol HaShabbat Kulo. So he can make the Havdalah the following week. So the Gemara says, Ve'ad Kama. What, the whole week he can make Havdalah? So Amar Rabbi Zera, Ad Rabbi'i B'Shabbat. Until Rabbi'i, which mean Wednesday, but the Rashbam points out it means Wednesday Ad Velo Ad Bechlal, up to Wednesday, but not including Wednesday, which means you have until the end of Tuesday. Now, where did they get this inyan that you can make Havdalah until Tuesday? So the Gemara says, Ki ha diyativ Rabbi Zera kamed Rab Aseh, ve'amri la Rab Aseh kamed Rab Yohanan, diyativ ka'amar, le'anyan gitin. Le'anyan, a person that's giving a get to his wife. But he gives the get on condition. Uh-huh. What's the condition? So the Bartanu, the Rashbam says, Im amar la harezek itech al menat shetiteni li matayim zuz achar haShabbat, or al menat shetiteni li kodem haShabbat. Which means he tells his wife, this is a get for you, on the condition that you'll give me 200 zuz. Either he says kodem haShabbat or achar haShabbat. So the Gemara Gittin wants to understand what days are considered Kodem HaShabbat and which days are considered Lahar HaShabbat. It's a vague terminology. I mean, again, he made a condition. You want a get? I'll give you the get. Al Menat, that you give me 200 zuz, money, before the Shabbat or after the Shabbat. Now, what's before Shabbat? What days are we talking about over here? He didn't give us, he didn't say by Monday or Tuesday. So the Gemara Gittin explains the following. The Anyan Gittin, Hada b'Shabbeta, Tre v'Tlata, Monday and Tuesday, Batar Shabbata. That's called after Shabbat. That's called after Shabbat. Le'achara Shabbat includes Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Arba v'Hamisha u'ma'ale yoma, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is considered Kamesh Shabbeta, before Shabbat, meaning before the
next Shabbat.
Next Shabbat. Yeah. So therefore, you see a similar concept, that technically the Shabbat is, let's say, for 3 days at least, meaning the after effect. So technically you can make Havdalah until Tuesday. Once it already comes Wednesday, you're already before the next Shabbat. You're out of the last Shabbat. So that's the proof that the Gemara is bringing. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yaakov bar Ide, aval lo ala or. When we let you make the Havdalah past Motzei Shabbat, but that is not with the Beracha of Me'ore HaEsh. Why? So the Rashbam says, aval lo ala or, im lo barich ala ner bore Me'ore HaEsh b'Motzei Shabbat, shuv eno mevarech. כך נראה לי טעם הדבר, what's the reason? כי נתניה במקום שנהגו, אין מברכים בו אלא בליל מוצאי שבת, הועיל ותחילת בריאתו הוא. Since that's when it was created. We commemorate the invention of fire by Adam Rishon. Now when was that invented? Moshe Shabbat. So therefore it's only an item for Moshe Shabbat. Okay. Now, comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rav Beruna, Amar Rav. Beruna said in the name of Rav. So he says like this. He says like this. Hanotel Yadav Lo Yikadesh. Now we talk about the order that one is supposed to do on, let's say, Lil Shabbat, for example. We know he has to do two things. He has to make a kiddush, but he also has to have the lechem. So he's going to have to make a netilat shadayim, as well as a hamotzi lechem in aris. So now the Gemara is going to analyze the proper procedure when making these berachot. So the Gemara says, hanotel yadav, if a guy makes netilat yadayim first, lo yikadesh, do not make kiddush. What does this mean? So let's read the Rashbam. First Rashbam. Notel yadav lo yikadesh ela acher yikadesh. If you made netilat yadayim already with the beracha, let somebody else make the kiddush. Vehu yetze yedei chovato b'shmi'a v'shtiya. And let the other guy say it and drink. And you'll be yotze. I mean, we don't want you to interrupt. Don't talk. Why? The end kind of say hadat, meaning the fact that you're just waiting and listening is not considered an interruption. Because since you're not actually making the beracha, you're listening to somebody else, that's okay. But he himself won't kadesh if he natal yadav kadesh yochal al simich netila lifnei kiddush. Which means, if he washed first, do not make the kiddush yourself. The kiddush mafsik ben netila l'achila. Because the kiddush is going to be considered a hefsek. If you remember, we learned in Masechet Berachot, the Gemara said, "Tekef nintila beracha." that you should have an immediacy after the berachah nitilat shadayim, you should make the hamotzi. Now over here, you're going to interrupt with a kiddush. So therefore, this opinion holds, you shouldn't do that. V'havi kisei hada'at. It's considered an interruption. U'ba'e nitila ahariti matan kiddusha. Now if you're going to do that, you'd have to make another nitilat shadayim after the kiddush. Why did they take after nitilat shadayim? Sa'uda. Okay, sa'uda, meaning the berachah hamotzi and eating the sa'uda. Now, maybe you'll tell me, maybe there's an inyan to make nitilat shadayim before drinking kiddush. Now, why would I think that? Maybe there's a inyan before you make the kiddush. There's just like you make the nitilat shadayim for lechem. Maybe there's an inyan of making the nitilat shadayim for yayin. So the Rashbam says, "Ubishvil kiddush lo ba'ay nitilah." No, the kiddush does not necessitate a nitilah. As a matter of fact, he says, "Dan otel yadav leperot harizem migasei haruah." That if somebody wants to be extra mahmir on himself and wash his hands before he eats fruit, or in this case over a yayin, he's considered arrogant. Because it's not the halakha. What are you being mahmir more than the deen says? Ve'aka mashma'alan. And the hadush of this gemara is, the netila shelifnei kiddush ena olelo. That this netila that he does before kiddush, if he's going to make kiddush, the netila yadayim is negated. And then we'd have to do it again. Lefichach yekadesh techila ve'harkak notel yadav. That's why the proper procedure should be, make the kiddush first, and then after that, make your netilat shadayim. V'kol sheken, danotel yadav, lo yavdil. Oh, now the Rashbam on his own says, certainly, a person should not make netilat yadayim, and then make havdalah, and then make his hamotzi. Why? Da'afilu kiddush demkom se'udahu. Which means there's a law of kiddush when it comes to Uda. So you can argue and say that even if I made nitilat yadayim, the kiddush is not a hefsek because in kiddush elam comes Uda, so the kiddush and the Uda are really connected, and therefore I'd say it's not a hefsek. And still we say it's a hefsek because again, there's no deen of in havdalah comes Uda. There's no deen like that. So therefore, kol sheken, you shouldn't wash and then make a havdalah, which means there's no connection between the havdalah and the seudah. There is a connection to kiddush and the seudah. So you might have said, and still we say it's hefsek. So kol sheken by havdalah. Then the Rashbam continues and says, Vehad ka'amar. And that which the Gemara said, Natal lo yekadesh. Right? That's the Lashon it says. Velo amar. It didn't say, Mekadesh vechozer venotel yadav. Why didn't it just say that if a guy by mistake, let's say, washed his hands, let him make kiddush and let him wash again? Why is that not an option? So the Rashbam says, Mishum delo ba'in etilat yadayim tere zimne, because you don't need etilat yadayim twice. The hada minau berachah lebatala. Because when if you made a berachah in the first one, that's already you're putting the guy in a berachah lebatala to tell him make kiddush. Now you made a hefsek, now wash again, that's barakah batalah you're making. So therefore it doesn't say, Hanotel yadav yikadesh baharakak yahzor v'yitol. No, no. It says, Hanotel yadav, let somebody else make the kiddush. So that's the opinion of Rav. So comes the Gemara and says, and we go with the girsa of the Bach, V'chin amar Rav Ada barahava amar Rav. Natal yadav lo yikadesh. So he adds the vichin. Natal yadav, lo yikadesh. Now we continue. Amar lehu Rav Yitzhak bar Shemuel bal Marta. So Rav Yitzhak bar Shemuel, he said to them, meaning you have two rabbis over here. You have the rabbi Amar Rav Bruna, Amar Rav. And according to the Baha, you also have Amar Rav Adab bar Ahava in the name of Rav. That they're both saying that's the procedure. You washed first by mistake. Keep quiet, let somebody else make the kiddush. So he comes along and says, Akate lo nach nafshe de Rav, shachninu de shmachtete. Which means Rav just passed away. And already you're forgetting the halakhot, which means Rav's death is fresh. He didn't even pass away literally yet, meaning his memory is still around. And you're forgetting the dinim that Rav said. Why? What did Rav say? Zimnin sagiin ava ka'im na kemed Rav. Many times I was in front of Rav. Zimnin da habiba ale rifta. When he wanted to eat the bread first, mekadesh arifta. So he would make the kiddush on the bread. Zimnin da habiba le hamra, and sometimes it was habib to me wanted to drink the wine first. Mekadesh a hamra, so he would make on the
wine,
on the yayin. So what do you see from over here? That he would make the tirat shadayim when he wanted to have the bread, and he would say the kiddush on the bread. That means he made the tirat shadayim, then made a kiddush. So you see over here that if a person makes netilat yadayim, so then already the deen is he should mekadesh on the bread, it seems. But let's see the way that Rashba understands this question. The habibal lirifta, shaya ra'ev, he was hungry, so he wants to have the bread. Mekadesh arifta, alma lo ba'e netila ahariti. From here, you see, you didn't need another netila yadayim. You're making netila, so we don't say that.
You do
anything? Just make the kiddush on the bread. Ela meikara mashayade. You can look at taila, wash your hands. Ve'achil nehama the kiddush. Alma kiddush laha netila lo hashiv hesehadat. You see clearly the kiddush not considered hesehadat because Barma he didn't make kiddush, but he just made the kiddush on the
bread.
You're telling me if a guy makes kiddush, don't say anything, don't talk, let the other guy make kiddush and you'll be yotze. Rav didn't do that. Rav sometimes made the tayadayim when he was hungry, and he made the kiddush, and he made it on the bread. So you see that you can't make a kiddush, just do it on the nechem, don't do it on the yayin. So it says, v'chein l'cheta. And the Rashbam said, that's the halakha, by the way. Demi shenatal yadav kodem kiddush, en sarich l'azor v'letlan achar kiddush. He doesn't have to, and then he made kiddush. We don't make him, that's not the procedure, that make kiddush and wash again. ולא הפלגו רבנן בין מקדש ערפתא למקדש החמרה. Oh, now the Rashbam says, and there is no chiluk between this happened of making kiddush on bread or making kiddush on wine. מדלו כמהדל לרב יצחק בר שמואל מידה. Which means they could have told Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel, what are you talking about? We're talking about if a guy makes kiddush, he shouldn't makes it like yadayim. He shouldn't make kiddush on the wine.
Right.
You're bringing me a proof of the rav that made it like yadayim and made kiddush on bread. I can think why did they make that haluk? Because maybe you could argue, on bread. I'll tell you, it's all considered part of the yadayim. That's why it's not considered hefsek. Meaning, if you make the yadayim, of course you make it on bread. The bread is considered the yad of the yadayim.
Right.
But you're trying to bring a proof from lechem. We were talking about yayin.
Right.
If a guy makes a yadayim, could he make the kiddush? And from the fact that Gemara didn't mehalek, the Rashbam says, must be there's no chiduk. Once we're allowing the guy to make the kiddush, so therefore, just like we make let him make the kiddush after the yadayim for the lechem, he can do it for the yayin. Umiyu lechem tachila. מוזגים, ואחר כך נותנים לידיים כבית הלל. זה לכן תחילה, you're supposed to pour the wine first into the cup, make the מזיגה, whatever it is, like בית הלל, like מסכת ברכות. ומדירב, שמעינן שמקדשין על הפת. Now from Rav, you also see another הלכה, that you can't make קידוש as well, on פת. ואומר ויחודלו, we say the קידוש of ויחודלו, ומברך המוציא. Instead of making a geffen, he says, "Amotzi ve'eno ochel gam." Right, ve'eno ochel, because you have to make this Shabbat. Then you say, "Amotzi da'am in aris," but you can't eat at that point because you still have to say the second beracha. Now, ve'gam lo yifros ad shikadesh acharechel. Good, and you shouldn't break the bread until you make the kiddush. Ve'davka kiddush, aval havdala ena ela ala koshel yain. Oh. Havdalah has no options for bread. Havdalah is davka al yayin, kedamrinan he'ashiru kavu ala kos. Umi she'en lo kos yayin, bemkom sheregilin meshtot yayin, al yavdil ala pat. Ve'day lo behavdalah tefila. Which is, if he doesn't have yayin, he doesn't make havdalah at all. He just relies on the havdalah that he makes in the amida. Okay. Tosafot. Tosafot will do Dibura Matel Zimnin Sagina Vakeimna Kamederav Hashta Masik the Kiddush Lohave Hesehadat. According to Tosafot, Tosafot's clearly learning from this Gemara that you see what the Kiddush is not a Hesihadat. From the fact that Rav went and he washed and then he made Kiddush. And again, the Rashbam wants to point out the Chavarat, there'll be no difference between bread and wine. And based on this understanding of the Gemara, the Rama in the Halakha clearly writes that Lechatechila, there is a minhag to wash first and then make the kiddush. Meaning the one that washed makes the kiddush himself, drinks, and then they go right into the hamotzi. And they prove from this Gemara. Because you see Rav, when he wanted to have bread, he would do it this way. When he wanted to have wine, he did it that way. Maran does not understand the Gemara like that. Maran understands Adrabah, that if a person washes first, then already it shows that he has a havivut to the bread, and he should make dafka kiddush on the lechem, and he should not make the kiddush on the yain. And Adrabah, it'll be a hefsek. And according to Shulchan Aruch, he says in that case, if you made the yain by mistake, just wait, let somebody else make the kiddush for you, and just listen and don't drink, and then make the hamotzi, or make the hamotzi for kiddush yourself. Let the other people make yayin, and since you washed, you have to make the kiddush for the hamotzi. So you see, Maran and the Rama are at odds over here in this halakha. The Rama says, you see that if you want to wash, not bidyava, lechatechila wash and make kiddush. You see, there's no chiduk between hamotzi and gefen them. But we say no. For this Gemara, we understand that the Rav, when he washed, that was an indication that the lechem is chaviv. But really, do not interrupt it with the kiddush of yayin. So therefore, we have, it's nafka mina. It happens a lot, let's say, on Sukkot. Where everybody goes into the sukkah, and you have hundreds of people, let's say, in the synagogue. And now, it's difficult to make kiddush, and until everybody to go outside the sukkah, and make the tayadayim, and come back in, it's too much commotion. So what do they tell the people to do? They tell the people, before they go into the sukkah, make the tilat shadayim. Okay, they make the tilat yadayim, and don't talk. So according to the halakha, as we said over here, if they make the tilat yadayim, to listen to the kiddush is not considered a hefsek. Therefore, they don't have to make the kiddush themselves. They can listen. Now, the mekadesh himself, preferably, should not make the tilat yadayim. Because we're learning over here that the kiddush, at least according to Maran, is considered a problem, a hefsek. And on the contrary, if he washes, he's going to put himself into a problem. So therefore, the Mekadesh himself makes the Kiddush for everybody else, and after he goes out and washes himself, that would be the procedure in order to make less commotion, as we said. Okay, comes again and continues. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, Ta'am Eno Mekadesh, which means if a person ate before Kiddush of the Laila, that's it, he cannot make Kiddush that night anymore, he cannot make Kiddush till the next day before the Sa'uda. Del Shabbat, he ate before Kiddush. He ate before Kiddush, shouldn't have done that. Now he loses his Kiddush. They want Kiddush Davka to be made before Sa'uda. So in this case over here, he's out. He has to wait until the next morning in order to get his kiddush. Okay? So Kavza Gevaran says, I mean, the Ra'avad asks, he says, V'chi mishum de'avar v'ta'am lo yikadesh? Wait a second, let him make another avon? Like the Gevaran says in Sanhedrin, Mi she'achal shum v'richo nodef, yuchal od shum? What do you mean? The guy made one mistake already. So now you tell him, continue eating now without kiddush for the rest of the night. So he says, "Upirushu zal lo yikadesh hu." Now he shouldn't make the kiddush himself. Yeah. Let somebody else make the kiddush now. Mepnesh enireh ki mebazeh et ha-mitzvot, aval acharim mekadeshim lo. Which means somebody else has to make the kiddush, but he himself, it's like a zilzul. You ate, and then you're making the kiddush. Mebazeh the mitzvot. So therefore, let somebody else make the kiddush in that case. That's how he learns. So ta'am eno mekadesh. Ma'amine levchana berchanina merav huna. So that's the question to Rav Huna. Ta'am ma'u shi yavdil. Okay, what about going out of Shabbat?
a guy ate before the Abdallah.
Amar le, ani omer, this is Ravuna answering, ta'am mavdil.
He says, I hold that going out, even if you ate, you still would make the Abdallah.
V'rav aseh amar, but Rav aseh says, ta'am enu mavdil. He says, no, the same thing applies to Abdallah. Now, the Gemara tells a story. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla lebe Rav Aseh.
Okay, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba found himself in the house of Rav Aseh.
Ishtele, he forgot, v'ta'im mideh.
He ate before Abdallah.
Havu le kasa,
now they brought him the cup for Abdallah.
V'avdil, he made Abdallah. Amra le debitu. So, the wife of Rav Aseh went to him and said, "Ve'amor lo avidache,
you don't do that." Which means you hold that if somebody eats before Abdallah, he cannot make Abdallah. So what is this rabbi over here? He ate and now he's making Abdallah. What's going on over here?
Amar le, so the Masih tells his wife, Shefke, leave him alone. Kerabe svirale.
What do you want? He's following like his rabbi. He's going like his rabbi.
Who's his rabbi? So he says over here that Ashbam, the svirale kerav v'ravuna.
Now, Ravuna, clearly we saw, says, Ta'am Mavdil.
The Rashbam throws in Rav as well. We didn't see anywhere in the Gemara, the Gabe Avdallah, that Rav said anything.
But the assumption is that if Ravuna is saying it, where did Ravuna get it from?
Ravuna got it from Rav. And if he got it from Rav, so therefore what do you want? We know that Rav Yirmiyah is a Talmid of Rav, so he's following him.
And Tosfot has a whole problem with this. Because Rav Aseh was also a student of Rav. So they say, leave him alone, he's going like his rabbi. What do you mean? That's your rabbi as well, Rav. Uh-huh. So therefore, he just says, no, he's going like Ravuna. He doesn't say he was going like Rav. In any event, there's another question Tosfot asks over here. The Gemara many times asks, if a rabbi, let's say, eats something that's asur, the Gemara says, how can it be? If the animals of the tzaddikim, God does not bring a stumbling block for them to eat isur. Like the Gemara tells many stories of the hachamim, the animals will not eat things that were tevil, etc. The hachamim themselves called shekin. And here you see a story, Rabbi Yirmiyah ate the isur.
He ate before
Abdallah. How could that happen?
So look at the Tosfot, ishtaleh. ישתלב בתאימי דאומה שמקשינה נשתה בהמתם של צדיקים אין הקלות ברוך הוא מביא את הקלה יש לומר דאחה שמאכל מותר אלא שהשעה אסורה אין שייך להקשות
היא קצת שוגב זה חידוק here the food בעצם is מותר
not
איסור the food אלא the time is איסור so therefore then we don't say this it's possible to happen we cannot accept that we're going to eat something that's בעצם איסור but to eat something that's בעצם מותר בשעת איסור for example נפקא מינה if a person let's say the great תנאים whatever we say that they ate on a fast day Oh, so this would fall into this similar category.
Saying that could
That's davar heter pshat isur. That already is possible to tolerate. Or let's say they ate before tefillah. The suti before tefillah. You're right, but be'etzim the food is mutar. So therefore, in those type of situations, the Gemara can tolerate a mistake. But to say that they ate something be'etzim be'isud, that already is unacceptable. Uh-huh. Let's just close out the Gemara over here. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yosef Amar Shemuel. Right, Rabbi Yosef said the name of Shemuel. Ta'am Enu Mekadesh. If you ate, you don't make Kiddush. Ta'am Enu Mavdil. ורבא אמר, רב נחמן, אמר שמואל, רבא, זה different understanding of שמואל, טעם מקדש, וטעם מבדיל. Even if you ate, you still have to make the kiddush, and even if you ate, you still have to make the Abdallah. אמר רבא, הלכתה, what's the הלכה? טעם מקדש, וטעם מבדיל. And more הלכות. ומשלו קידש בערב שבת, And somebody does not make kiddush on Leil Shabbat, mekadesh veolech kol hayom kulo. So of course, like we learned, you have the whole Shabbat, ad motzei Shabbat to make the kiddush. And mishelo hevdil v'motzei Shabbat, if you don't make havdalah motzei Shabbat, mevdil veolech kol haShabbat kulo. You have the whole week. What is the whole week?
Tuesday night.
Until Tuesday night. Amemor,
patach na ashmata de rava ba'ilishna. Amemor had the following lashon that we just said in the name of Rabba in a little different text. How? Amar Rava hilcheta ta'am mekadesh ta'am mevdil. That's the same. If you tasted, you ate on Friday night, you make kiddush. You ate before Avdalah, you make Avdalah. Mishelo kiddush be'erev Shabbat mekadesh orech kol hayom kulo. That's all. That's where the changes. It says in this case over here. No, that's fine. Kol hayom kulo is the same. He just says Admotzei Shabbat. That was the same. If you didn't make kiddush on less Shabbat, you have the whole day. Here's the change now. Mishelo hevdil be'motzei Shabbat mevdil ve'orech kol hayom kulo. You only have kol hayom Sunday. Whereas according to the first shita, it's kol Shabbat kulo. So therefore, that's the difference in the girsa. Look at the top Tosfot. Amemor matnila besof milte garsinen mavdil veolech kol hayom kulo. That's the whole key. Di'i lav ache haynu neshtakama.
It's the same
thing. Ve'alacha kineshtakama, Tosfot says. That what? The mavdil ad vi'i b'shabbat. That Tosfot just concludes. Kedamar b'chaya le'ed b'tashah be'av. Shehal yod b'motzei Shabbat. Which happens. Shah be'av can fall out on motzei Shabbat. You can't make havdalah. So the custom is to make the Abdallah Sunday night. So you see clearly what?
The halakha
is like the shakama. Because we don't make Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Turning Monday.
No.
Still Sunday night
including
Sunday night.
No. It's Sunday. Sunday night's not Sunday.
Correct.
So we're saying that, I'm showing you that we go like the shakama that you have the whole week. Like on Shabbat Av, we do it on Sunday night. So therefore you see we go like the shakama.